I sat down to write a thank you note to some friends who had given me gifts for my recent birthday. Saying thank you, just verbally, and writing thank you notes are totally different activities. And I think writing thank you notes is a great way to recall the specifics that you're saying thanks for. It's very easy just to say thank you and be done with it, and without any kind of specificity. When I sat down to write, I was using 8.5 by 11 high-quality paper. That meant I had plenty of room for multiple concepts in the thank you note, as compared to, say, one of those little tiny thank you cards where you put a kind of vague sentence and thank the person for whatever it was. I think because of the limited space, there's really a limited opportunity or a limited requirement to think very much about what you want to say, because you can basically fill up that little space with a single sentence or so. I like to write. So as I started, my feelings of gratitude blossomed and even became clearer than they were when I first picked up the pen and put it over the paper. I really liked the people that I was writing these thank you notes to. They added to my enjoyment on my birthday just by being there. It wasn't a question of the gifts, just by their energy and their fun. It was a real benefit. And then, of course, they gave me gifts, which was even cooler. I'm certain that it felt good to them to give me the gifts. And maybe there was a little hesitance in the case of one person wondering if the shirt that was right size, right color, right style, and so on. And in fact, it turned out to be perfect. So she had really excellent judgment about that. So I'm thinking it felt good to them to give the gifts. And it certainly felt good to me to be the recipient of them. But today, it occurs to me that I would really say that I benefited most from expressing my thanks when I wrote those thank you notes to them, because it made me more aware of my gratitude for their friendship, for the efforts they extended to come to my home, and then, of course, for choosing a gift. My wife surprised me for my birthday by flying in two of my children, one in from San Antonio, Texas, and the other from San Francisco, California. And they were met at the airport by our daughter, who lives about 35 or so miles away from us. And all of them showed up at the house, unbeknownst to me, late at night after I had finished a conference call, and walked around the corner. The dog didn't even alert me, so I think she was into the conspiracy. And it was fantastic. It was a fantastic surprise. And I am thankful that they came. I'm thankful for them, period. And I'm thankful that they're still here. They're here for a few more days before they go back to Texas and California. So to have this extended time with two children who live far away, it has been wonderful. When they leave on Tuesday and Wednesday, I intend to write them thank you notes. Now, I verbalize thank you, but they can only hear that one time, the time I say it. What's nice about writing a note is it can be read multiple times, and they can get the full conveyance of the energy and the emotions that were in the letter. So a complimentary letter can be read over and over again, and it still has the same impact even years later. In the note, I intend to thank them mostly for being happy and for healthy. My son is here with his girlfriend, and she's an absolute delight and a perfect match for him, in fact, and I think that is wonderful. My daughter's fiancé is back in San Antonio, and I know and love him already, and so that's fantastic as well. And to see the children happy is got to be one of the all-time greatest gifts that a parent can receive. And our children are aware enough to be able to create their own happiness. That's mighty good news. My wife Marianne's birthday is in May, and I noticed over time that every greeting card that I get for her, whether it's Valentine's Day, a birthday card, a Christmas card, an anniversary card, or something else, Groundhog's Day or something, always includes a handwritten portion thanking her for being her, thanking her for being my wife, my friend, and my partner. And I thank her for her influence not only on me, but on the lives of our four children and our grandchildren. And in order to express thank yous like this, I think what we have to do is we've got to connect to a stream of energy, and it's joy-filled, a joy-filled stream of energy that we connect to, and then channel it through our pen or keyboard or our voices in order to express it. I really think that that's what expressing thank you is, to connect to that stream of high vibration, loving energy, and delivering it to the object of our attention. We have one granddaughter who lives near us in Florida. We have two others that live far away in Florida. But with this granddaughter, her name is Alicia, Marianne has been a tremendous gift to Alicia and to Alicia's mother, Diana, as well. Now, I bet if I turned to all of our children and asked about the influence that Marianne has been and asked them to express their thanks for that influence, it would be a piece of cake, and it would come out kind of like a tsunami if it were verbalized, and probably a tsunami would tears to be torrential rains, if you will, of gratitude for her influence on their lives. But Marianne has been particularly instrumental in Alicia's life and Diana's life. And that's really kind of cool. Alicia, who is 16, got her first real job recently outside the house. Now, she's worked before. She has been a dog sitter, and she's been a babysitter. In fact, she had her own Amazon.com vendor account where she resold books, used books, and used CDs, and handled the fulfillment of that and putting them up on Amazon and so on. So she's a pretty advanced entrepreneur, even at 16. But now that she's working outside the home, she needed transportation, and because her mother, Diana, also works outside the house, and they have one car between them, and so that was not going to work. As a result of that, and their little bit of prodding on Alicia's part, along with Diana, we ended up buying an excellent used Volkswagen Passat for Alicia, and we bought it from Marianne's son, Carmen, who was going to trade it in for not a very good figure. It was worth way more than he was going to get, and it was worth way more than we actually paid, so it was really win-win-win all the way. And we gifted it to Alicia, and so we threw in a clever vanity plate that she chose, and you can get a pretty happy 16-year-old girl who can get to and from school and to and from her job. Now, the reason I mention this is because we just received a thank you note in the mail from Alicia, and I want to read it to you. To my grandparents, throughout the years, I've called you or emailed you to say thanks quite often, but now I think it's time to sit down and really tell you two how much I appreciate the both of you. The other day I was doing something on the computer and I thought to myself what my outcome in life would have been like without the impact of you both in it. I couldn't really imagine it. Where would I be living? What would my grades look like? Would I have a job? Would I have a car to get me to school? Would I have a different perspective on life? Would I have gone through different experiences and experienced another way of life? There are so many possibilities, and you both know as well as I do that I'm not psychic, but I could probably guess that my life wouldn't be as amazing as it currently is. Yeah, I would have the essentials to get me through the day, but not the love of two wonderful grandparents and the understanding of life. You both have given me many opportunities to see life in a different perspective, to understand what it's like to succeed and make a difference, to really value life and everything I have in it. And for that, there isn't enough time in the year to tell you how much I really thank you both. During Thanksgiving last year, I created a note on Facebook and listed everything and everyone I was thankful for. Mom being number one for giving me life. You too for showing me what life has to offer. I'm a healthier, happier person day by day too. It's as if my eyes are the size of the earth and I have the ability to see each and every tiny detail in nature, in love, in the people surrounding me. From the color of the sky to the ridges on the side of a coin, I have the power to see them both in multiple perspectives, and for that, I thank you. Every morning I wake up, get ready for school, and once I walk out the door, I look at my car and I smile. I'm only 16 years old, yet I have the great responsibility of taking care of my car, and you both have the trust in me to take care of that responsibility. When I'm on my way home from after school, I smile because I actually have a home to arrive in. Inside that home, I have a couch to sit on, a television to watch, a laptop to surf the web with. I have a bed to sleep in, I have food in the refrigerator, and so much more that wouldn't have been possible without you two. And for that, I thank you. After all the things listed in this letter, I receive one extremely important factor, love. The two of you show me much more love than a girl can handle. I know that you two are always here for me, through thick and thin, to help me through my mistakes, to give me a hug if I ever need or one, or just to talk, maybe to see how my day went, and for that I thank you. I thank you for absolutely, positively everything you have done for me and plan on doing for me throughout my future. For everything you've ever purchased for me, for every opportunity that you've allowed me to have, and for every ounce of love I have received from you. Thank you. Alicia Marie Costello. That letter will be read and reread and reread and reread, that no voice can match that. Putting that thank you in a note. The other night, I started to read an article in a business magazine. It was about a concept called visioning, as in vision. But it means it's a way of creating a great future by going into the future and writing from that future perspective, as if you were actually in the future, looking back, writing about what you're seeing and what you've felt and so on. And so this business article was really geared to help a person vision in an effort to create a great, successful company. And that's cool. But I thought, even though it's a very interesting article, and it's a very interesting concept. When I first sat down to do the visioning, to give it my first try regarding my company, Live to Be 120 and Healthy, I felt a lot like I do when I'm trying to learn how to dance. You know, I'm awkward and thinking of my dance steps, am I doing it right? So I'm stiff and stilted and, that kind of tentative because you don't want to make a mistake sort of thing. Now, as a result of writing these thank you notes and receiving Alicia's thank you note, I have more awareness about the value of thank you notes, and it seems obvious to me now that the visioning from the future could be written about in the form of a thank you note. So, with a little bit of practice, I believe that we all could write a thank you note from the future, giving thanks in a detailed way about how we're enjoying our healed condition or conditions. Let's say we take a challenging condition that we're experiencing today, and we practice writing a thank you note from a healed position at some point in the future. One or more years down the road, doesn't really make it, could be months down the road, whatever you think is appropriate. But occupy that future space and then write that thank you note. And I believe that we would be absolutely amazed by what happens in our lives. I know that my awareness has increased a lot since I've been studying the Christ letters, or as they're known formally, the book title, Christ Returns, reveals startling truth. And it's, I think, because my awareness has increased, I'm much more grateful, I'm much more appreciative, because it feels as though I have a comprehensive explanation of how life actually works. And that's an amazing gift if you know the rules, and you not man-made rules, but divine rules, and you can see how you can connect to divine consciousness, to God, to Spirit, to Christ, and now operating on a whole different level of awareness. It is so fantastic. And for the gift from the person named Susan Lewis, who sent me this, the Christ letters back in October, on October 14th, 2010, I wanted to remember that date because it was very important to me after the fact. I realized how great these letters were. I am very thankful for that gift and the awareness that is starting to develop. I bring up Christ Returns, Reveal Startling Truth, because I think this is a framework that could serve us very well as we use thank you note visioning to heal our conditions. I want to mention several major concepts from the book. One is the truth of existence. Another is bonding and rejecting. And the third, that this is all about increasing our awareness or increasing our consciousness. If we can raise our consciousness closer to Christ consciousness and maybe even ultimately achieve it, that's my goal, then things would be unbelievably fantastic in terms of health and happiness and prosperity and joy and our ability to contribute to the world. I think the idea that we could be in the future condition and write from that state and take into consideration our thanks for the growth that we've experienced. And these items, these nine items that I'm about to mention, are what Christ refers to as the truth of existence. This, in my language, is the stuff on the banquet table provided by God for each of us all the time, all the time. And our job is to become aware of it so we can receive it and accept it. And so the truth of existence is that God provides for our growth, for our nutrition and nourishment, for our health, for our protection, for the fulfillment of our needs, for our work, for our survival, and for the rhythms that we experience day and night, high tide, low tide, the seasons, and so on. And recognizing these normal rhythms all fall within the ninth item that's called the system of law and order. Not, you know, the penal code of human beings, but the law of attraction, the law of cause and effect. That is, we will reap what we sow. All of that stuff is how life really is. And when we use that and give thanks about our experiences that we vision or envision as from our future position, I am thinking we are becoming more and more equal to our healed position, which is exactly what we want to create. It's what we want to access off the buffet table as we have God and divine consciousness. Those are interchangeable words for the same creative power, the source of our existence, that this divine power is working for us, on our behalf, caring for us. It is working in us, healing our bodies, making our systems function, and it is working through us, so we are actually a delivery system of the divine to other people and things, to include animals and situations and other objects. When we give thanks for that possibility for us to participate in that whole exchange of energy working for us, in us, and through us, I think we are in wonderful condition. The awareness of these two concepts explained pretty completely in letter two, called bonding and rejecting. Christ refers to them as absolute essentials for us to be individuals in our physical existence. We need to be separate, and that is provided for in this sequence. These two, when they are ego-driven, bonding and rejecting, can lead to all the suffering experienced by mankind. And when we can bring those into balance, and when we can know how they work without being ego-driven, we can have what we want, and we can separate from other things that we're not that fond of, without all the misemotion, all the greed, all the other stuff that is in ego-driven human beings. That is a fantastic gift to be aware of, so we can see it in ourselves, and I certainly can recognize it in myself much more readily now. I didn't even know it was a concept before October 14th, 2010. Now I see it in play in me and other people, and I'm much more compassionate toward them and myself. And that my awareness just makes that ego have much less of a hold over the choices of my thoughts, choices of my feelings, and certainly the choices of my behaviors. So to be able to be in the future, several years down the road, and write about our increased awareness of how this is all working for our benefit, and how we work for other people's benefit, how we show respect and affection and caring for other people, how those seeds that we sow of respect and love and appreciation come back to us as a harvest. And to be able to write from that position, I think, gives our subconscious mind, opens us up for all kinds of possibilities. And so I believe we could actually collapse the time. So if we're writing from what we believe to be 5 years down the road, it's like all of a sudden it's happening in 2 years. You go, wow, that happened fast, because we're open to it, because we accept it, because we've sown those seeds of this high vibration possibility. And as we heal our life using this vibration, this energy, this God gift, now all of a sudden everything is easier, we're more powerful in our causation, and we're much more caring and loving about the way we do things. When we address the truth of existence one by one, when we recognize our real power is helping somebody else align with their divine sense of being, then we really have reason to create more thank you notes to the divine, to ourselves, and to other people that we have in our experience that we can practice on, frankly, that we can write thank you notes to. They help us grow. Writing a thank you note has great potential for all of us. I'd like to end this service with a prayer. This is the pluralized version of the prayer that comes out of letter 8 of Christ's Returns Reveal Startling Truth. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know that it is your will that we should be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.